Listening Library presents Frog Kisser by Garth Nix. Read for you by Marisa Carlin. Prologue. 10 years before. It was the middle of an ice storm, the wind howling across the frozen moat to hurl hailstones against the walls of the castle and its tightly shuttered windows. But despite wind and hail, and the full chill panoply of winter, it was deliciously warm in the great hall. All four fireplaces were burning high, loaded up with double handfuls of small fir cones atop the great year-end logs. The scent of the cones was like incense, delicate wreaths of smoke leaving the fires to swirl above the wriggling mound of puppies that occupied the most comfortable place of all, on the carpet in front of the biggest fire. There were at least 2 dozen puppies in the constantly moving pile, and one young human. A princess, though you'd never know it to look at her, since she was dressed like one of the garden boys. Unlike the puppies, she was sound asleep. The puppies became quiet as a great old dog, her muzzle silvered, stalked into the hall and approached them. She sat down heavily on the carpet and gave a soft, low bark. Instantly, the puppies broke out of the pile and ordered themselves into 2 lines, ears up, all at attention. The princess stirred a little at all the movement and rolled onto her side. One of the puppies nudged her with his snout and was about to nip her awake when the older dog spoke.
"Let the princess sleep. She is too young to hear what I am to tell you, and she needs to live."